The word today is church. Welcome to The Word Today with the late pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. Last week, we learned how Christ started the New Testament church, the people of God. But the church today is in need of revival. We need the Holy Spirit to vitalize our faith. We especially need to reach the billions of people in the world who haven't heard about Jesus. Here from our archives, with a timeless message, is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Church.
Last week, I tried to impress upon all of the listeners that we have an enormous task ahead of us. The population of the world at this point is 7 billion people. And of those 7 billion, 2 billion claim to be Christians. They know about Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. That means we have 5 billion people that yet have to be reached. We have to broadcast the news of salvation. We have to tell them about Jesus. We have to get them into God's Word, the Holy Bible. We have to do something, and that begins in our own immediate families. Maybe you have grown children that are fallen away. Maybe they were baptized once, but now no longer believe in Jesus. Maybe they don't worship Him. They don't serve Him. They don't see the need to talk to others about salvation and the gift of heaven. So we have an enormous task to do. I hope that you'll take a look at the 20th chapter of John. We see that Jesus on Easter morning is resurrected from the dead, and we see the disciples meeting with Him and so on, once when Thomas was not there, and then once again later on when Thomas was with them, and you know how He appeared to His disciples and how especially He urged Thomas to believe in Him and believe in His resurrection. And He showed the nail holes in His hands and also the slit in His side where the spear had pierced Him. And I just hope you'll take a look at the 20th chapter of John again. I want to kind of label this entire chapter in two ways. The first way I want to label it is that Jesus needs the church. And the second way I want to label it is that the church needs Jesus. Now, both of those statements are positively true. Let's start with the first one. Jesus needs the church. Yes, He positively does. Last week I taught you there are some ways that Jesus could have saved the world by using any means that He wanted to, but instead, to proclaim the gospel, He chose to use those that He had converted and brought into His kingdom, those that had the second birth and were now Christians. We are the church. We are the fellowship of believers, and God wants to use us. We are to be His hands, His feet, His mouthpiece. We are to do the things that Christ would do if He were here on earth. We are to represent Him. He lives in us, and we are to be the carriers of that message. We are to help those who need help. By showing our love, the love that Jesus enables us to have as we serve Him to one another, they will have a reason to listen to us. These people love us. These people are trying to help us. These people want us to have joy. They want us to find Jesus as our own personal Savior. They want us to be free from our guilt and sins. They want us to have salvation as our goal. They want us to have the hope of eternal life, the certainty that we will live with Jesus Christ forever in heaven. And so we come with that message. We come not only by serving, doing what we can to help those in need. You know, the Christian church, I think it's wonderful that all over the world you will find hospitals. These hospitals are named St. Luke's, St. John's, St. Timothy, all different types of names to remember again that the disciples of Jesus were constantly helping, trying to heal, trying to help those in need. A lot of nursing homes have spiritual names. It's a beautiful way to remember that God wants us to represent Him. So that's one thing, helping the needy. Another important thing is to get the message out. That's why we have these broadcasts. The Word Today has been on the air 36 years now. 36 years we've been proclaiming the news of salvation. Please praise God with us and give Him thanks for enabling us to get this message out. We're now in 54 languages. Just think of that, 54 different languages and dialects all over the world are hearing about Jesus because of these broadcasts. One of the wonderful things about this is that we have no salaries, no fees of the people that work for the Word Today. Everything is donated. Everything is given voluntarily to serve the Lord. I am so pleased to be able to tell you that every penny that you contribute to the Word Today goes directly to bringing the news of salvation to the world. That's our goal, to reach the world. Well, we have 54 languages now. There are more than that. I don't know how many hundred languages there are, but we have a ways to go, and I hope that you will join us in getting this done. Now, Jesus using us to help the needy, to help the poor, to help the widows, to help the orphans, to help the sick, that's one way we are His mouthpiece to proclaim the news of salvation. Please pray for God's Holy Spirit upon every teacher and preacher of God's Word, so that anyone who is proclaiming the news of salvation will be blessed and have the assurance that God's Holy Spirit will be with them and will accompany the Word. So God is the one that brings people to faith. God is the one who converts people. It's very traumatic. It's even called a second birth in the Bible. It's so traumatic. It is taking the physical nature of man and now producing in him a spiritual nature, salvation, Christ living within him. Christ is within that body of believers who confesses him as their Lord and Savior. So Jesus needs the church to proclaim him and serve him. Now let's take the second point I made. That is that the church needs Jesus. Boy, oh boy, is that ever true. As you know, there's only one hope that the words that I'm speaking here will mean more than babble and will mean more than just words coming in your ears, that they will be sent directly to your heart by God, that they will mean something, that you will repent of your sins and ask Jesus to be your Savior. We need God, we need Jesus to be with us, to accompany us, to make the words we're saying meaningful and to interpret them, so to speak. And I don't mean into different languages, I mean into meaning and understanding so that people can know who Jesus Christ is. We truly need God to be with us as we proclaim. He enables us to have the energy, to have the courage, to have the commitment to serve Him. So as you're reading in the 20th chapter of John, I hope you will see that this becomes very personal, because what God, through Jesus, His Son, is telling us is that when we say to someone, "Your sins are forgiven," and explain to them that Jesus died on the cross in their place to pay their penalty so that they can be washed in His blood and be perfect again, set free from their sin, that when we say this to somebody, God says He will back that up. Whenever you say to someone, "Your sins are forgiven," they are forgiven. Now notice also, and we have to pay attention to this, I'm a little worried about this because sometimes people don't have much guts when it comes to say, and if you don't repent, and if you keep sinning in your sins without repenting of them and without asking God's forgiveness, you keep doing the evil things that God doesn't want you to do, then you're not forgiven. And you can see this in these verses. Now, take a look at that 20th chapter again, that God says, whatever you say, look at verse 23, chapter 20, verse 23. Whenever you forgive people's sins, they are forgiven. Whenever you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. You see how God is standing with us. We need God to bring the background to these words, to bring the message of salvation to these words. The Holy Spirit is at work. This is the importance of the Christian church. That's why Jesus Christ established the church. That's why he came to teach us the will of his Father. That's why he chose his 12 disciples. That's why the early church was so eager in the preaching of St. Paul to go all over the then known world to proclaim that there is a Savior, there is a way to get to heaven. Now, God has promised us the gift of eternal life. In his Father's house, Jesus said, there are many rooms. In fact, if you look at John, the 14th chapter, we're right here in John, from John 20, turn back to John 14, and you'll see the many references here. In fact, in the 14th chapter of John, let me just give you some of these. Christ said regarding himself, I am. That's what he said. He said, I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the gate. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way and the truth and the life. I am the vine. You are the branches. You know, all of these references here, I'm quoting you straight from the Bible. So my goal is to help you see that Jesus needs his church. He wants you to witness, serve him, proclaim the news, and we need God for his Holy Spirit to send the conviction into the hearts of people that hear so that they can be converted, they can find Christ as their Savior, and join us in the fellowship of the Holy Christian Church. That's how God builds his church. It's a marvelous thing to be a child of God. Serve him, praise him, honor him. Someday we will spend eternity with him.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.